I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the 80th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, former member of 3rd Platoon Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. And welcome to the July 2017 episode of the podcast. Happy Independence Day, everyone, or as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, pass in review.
Einsteigen bitte.
Wow, 4th of July in Berlin. Not only is it our nation's birthday, but did you know that the 4th of July is also the Berlin Brigade Unit Day? See, on July 4, 1945, the United States forces formally assumed control of the American sector of Berlin. That's right, the U.S. garrison in Berlin came and stayed until 1994, when the Berlin Brigade formally cased its colors and the unit was deactivated. Now, here we are, 2017, and the Four Ring sits empty. Once where soldiers marched onto that asphalt parade field, followed by Jeeps, Humvees, M113, armored personnel carriers, half-tracks, trucks, and a flyover by the U.S. Army Berlin Aviation Detachment and the various aircraft under the control of the U.S. Air Force at Tempelhof. Well, that's a lot, and that's kind of... I know I'm not even touching the tanks or anything else that rolled onto that field, but wow, that's a lot to think about. And hey, you know what? It would not be parade season in Berlin, especially an Independence Day parade, without our good friends from the British and French allies sitting in attendance watching us pass in review. And as we march off the Four Ring, we also get our photos taken, and taken by our allies, the members of the Soviet forces in Berlin, who were so conspicuously parked at the corner of Gürzallee and Platz der 4 Juli. And hey, who could forget, after all of those festivities, heading over to Dreifeld Park to listen to the 298th Army Band play some awesome music, and then watch the fireworks show after all of that. And then the company barbecues and all that good stuff. Man, those were the days, my friends. Those were the days. So happy Independence Day, everybody. But here we are, 2017. Again, wishing you a happy and safe 2017, Independence Day 2017. Wow. Listen, let's dive into the mailbag. Got a couple of things. A request came in. A good friend of ours, a request came in from him, and he's requesting some information. He wants recommendations, and he wants recommendations of any books or memoirs from 1958 to 1963. 1958 to 1963. So books, writings, memoirs, anything. So if you served, if you have any recommendations of a book on that time period, or you served in Berlin during that time, and you're willing to talk about life in 1958 to 1963 West Berlin, then please drop me a note. Now, anytime. I know some people served during that entire, 5-year span that he's talking about. And, of course, most of us served the 2 years or 3 years. It just depends on what our assignment was or what we had on our commitment. But if you were there during that time, you know, we want to hear from you. And so please drop me a note. I'll put you in contact with who you need to be in touch with. But I want to hear from you. And if you have any recommendations, email them to me, because it'd be nice to see what life was like back then. You know, I've read some books, and there's a couple of books out there, and I kind of talk about 1961, 62, and 63, really, really heavy. But very few talk about the 50s and life in Berlin. You know, we know we had that, or they had that drained population just leaving before the wall went up, and that brain drain, and the economy in Eastern Germany, or East Germany at the time. And that was just on the surface. But what about life in general, construction, the reconstruction, and living in one part of Berlin and working in another part, family members on both sides of, in all the sectors, or this various sectors of Berlin. So again, please drop a note. 1958 to 1963, we're looking for recommendations, memoirs, anything talking about that time. Next, our good friend Ted Simrall, I hope I was, or Kimrall, I'm just not too sure how to pronounce it, and I do apologize, Ted, but I'm getting the word out. He served in Berlin from 1965 to 1967 as duty train commander, officer in charge at Helmstedt RTO, the company commander at HHC Berlin Brigade, Wow, that's a lot in such a brief time. So, but then again, you know, that's what makes Berlin unique. We did a lot. Now, Ted writes, and I thought he writes, I thought your readers, and in this case, listeners, would like to know about the annual, and this has been going on since 2008, Return to Berlin for 12 lucky Army and Air Force veterans of Berlin. Week-long, all expenses paid except airfare. You still got to get yourself over there. And it includes hotel, meals, tours, and entertainment. This is a joint effort by the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association and the Berlin-based Checkpoint Charlie Foundation. Applicants must be able to walk on unaided. Folks, there's a lot of, you know, you were in Berlin. You were in Berlin, and we did a lot of walking. And again, there really was no need for a vehicle in Berlin. The transit system, just be able to walk from point A to point B. In this case, the bus stop or the U-Bahn station or the S-Bahn station, just depending on where you were. But there was no need for a personal vehicle. Now, again, the applicants must be able to walk unaided. Unless the spouse or family member is also a Berlin veteran, and it's unfortunately not dependents, the soldier or airmen must travel alone. Families are encouraged to join their veteran at the end of the tour for a few days in Berlin at the veteran's expense. Those selected to attend will visit Little America, West and East Berlin, the United States Embassy in Berlin, they're right by the Brandenburg Gate, Berlin government officials, Berlin military and German military locations or installations there in the immediate area, and German high schools. Tours includes Potsdam and Soviet Memorial. So if you didn't get a chance to do it while you were there the first time, you can do it this time. This is a trip of a lifetime. I do concur. The next tour is scheduled for September 27. It's already been full. It's locked in. They already know who's going. So congratulations to you individuals that are going. And enjoy it. Take plenty of pictures. Oh, please, take plenty of pictures. I expect the Checkpoint Charlie Foundation will announce the 2018 dates around Christmas time this year, so a little bit later this year. Interested personnel should contact Ted, and I have it's going to be on the show notes at BerlinBrigade.com, podcast episode 80. His contact information, he's even put down a phone number. Now, he does put down a disclaimer. While you do not have to be a member of the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association, he does put this down. And again, these are his words. This is what he wrote down. BUSMVA members will be given priority. Berlin, United States Military Veterans Association members will be given priority. Now, it doesn't say you have to be a member to apply. But it does say, he does write, BUSMVA members will be given priority. So, again, there you go. And he continues, an annual welcome home reunion is held in New Jersey each November. So it's a little bit after the trip. So, again, more information will be on the website. Go to BerlinBrigade.com. If you're listening on the podcast, you download it to your phone or your smart device, or you're listening to it from your PC, go to BerlinBrigade.com podcast and go to look for podcasts and look for episode 80. And there's the information. Folks, I got some barbecuing to get ready because I'm in Texas and that's what we do in Texas. Serious, we barbecue everything. I'm not kidding. Come to Texas if you've never been here. I do invite you to come on down. Let me know when you're in a state. And love to meet up with you. And if you're down here in my neck of the woods, South Texas, and Padre Island, and you want to go to the beach, let me know. Definitely want to link up with you and have a good time. And there's a pretty good German restaurant down the street, but I try not to go there. My wife does some excellent German food, and we've even tried a little bit making some doner kebabs a couple of Christmases ago, and they turned out all right. But that's beside the point. Folks, it's time to wrap up this podcast. I thank you for taking the time to download and listen to episode 80. I want to thank Ted for submitting, Ted Simral or Kimral. I'm sorry, Ted, I just cannot pronounce your name. C-I-M-R-A-L, Simral, Kimral. Ted, thank you for your information. Again, we're looking for other information, books or memoirs from 1958 to 1963 Berlin. Let me know. Thank you, everybody that listened. Thank you, everybody on the website. Thank you, everyone on our Facebook page that stops by and likes our pictures. Everybody that's following me on Instagram. are following Berlin Brigade on Instagram, thank you very much. We're having a lot of fun there. On Twitter and every place else, thank you. As always, I do ask that you join and follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, but on Twitter, which is @BerlinBrigade. And say hi. Don't forget Instagram. We're there too, Berlin Brigade. Again, I thank you for your continued support. Thank you for listening. Have a safe, have a wonderful 4th of July. No drinking and driving. If you're going to go swimming, swim with a buddy. And if you get picked up over the weekend, do not call me or the sergeant major or your first sergeant, because, you know, probably we're going to be in the next cell, in the cell next to you. So a lot of good that'll do. But no, seriously, be careful out there. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Dankeschön. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.